From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. When Alabamians go to vote a week from today, they'll have the chance to approve an overhaul of the Alabama Constitution. As WBHM's Richard Banks reports, the measure would do two things.
First, a yes vote would remove racist language from the state's governing document, language that allows slavery for the punishment of crime, poll taxes designed to keep blacks and poor whites from voting, and the segregation of schools.
I don't believe that's who we are today.
State Representative Marika Coleman, a Democrat from Pleasant Grove, sponsored the legislation that put the initiative on the ballot. Federal laws and court decisions have rendered much of this racist verbiage void. Still, it remains in the state's governing document. Secondly, the measure would reorganize the state's constitution. It's the longest document of its kind in the country, if not the world, with almost 1,000 amendments. The recompilation would group together amendments related to economic development and by county of application. Ryan Hankins is the executive director of the Public Affairs Research Council of Alabama.
If voters approve the recompilation, there will be no changes to state law.
However, he thinks there could be negative fallout if voters go the other way.
If voters reject the recompilation, what we can feel confident about is a rash of national media stories of how Alabama has again chosen to retain racist language, including separate but equal schools, prohibitions on interracial marriage, and things of that sort.
Coleman believes the improved accessibility and cutting racist portions will boost the state's economy.
We want to make sure that folks know we're open for business, but also let them know by removing the racist language and working to change hearts and minds that we are open for business and everyone is welcome here.
The process has been bipartisan, with state lawmakers approving the measure unanimously. Now it's up to voters to have their say. Richard Banks, WBHM.
You can also learn about the 10 proposed statewide constitutional amendments that are on the ballot. An overview is at WBHM.org.